This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Colin Wilson covers college football for the Action Network, also covers college baseball for Project 3 Straight. You can follow him on Twitter at _Colin1. Going to preview the College World Series with us. Colin, I guess let's start with your Hogs. So we've got Hogs and LSU for the fourth time this year, I believe, right? Correct, they did not mean the SEC tournament. I think that's correct.
No, there's more time yet.
This will be the fourth time. One game went to extra innings. And then LSU's won the series 2-1 this season. But it feels like these are probably two of the best teams in the field, yet here they are battling in the opening night, or I should say maybe it's the second night, but they're going to be battling in game one. How do you kind of project the field when you factor in that the two best teams are playing each other to start?
Well, I'm not going to be the one that complains that there needs to be reseeding when it comes to college baseball, because your slot is your slot. You know, 1 through 16, it actually makes it easiest on us as handicappers to say, well, I already know that this 2 seed is going to advance and play this 3 seed way down the line, and that helps me pick my brackets and my future adjustments. I mean, if they reseeded everybody, it would make it just a little bit tougher. So. I guess it's okay that Arkansas has to play LSU, and likewise. I mean, Arkansas just ran through Tennessee, and you got your Murray States of the world still out there hanging out. You got your Louisvilles who wasn't even going to make the tournament. But I'm not going to complain, because if you're going to win the college national championship, the College World Series, you're going to have to go through everybody. I think what you mentioned was LSU took the series in Alex Box in Baton Rouge. I believe that series was May 9th. You have to pay attention to that first game. It went to extra innings. Those two pitchers were Zach Root and Cade Anderson. That's what you're going to get in this game. This game should be no more than minus 115 either way. If you see any money going any other way, then that's where the value is going to be when these lines, some of them have started to trickle out. But you're going to get Cade Anderson, who really struggled with this Arkansas lineup. He surrendered 7 hits and a walk. He left 9 runners stranded. I mean, Arkansas just left them all out there on the bases. Zach Root was perfect in that game, and then the bullpen blew it for Arkansas and went to extra innings, and LSU was able to pull it off. This is probably the hardest game to handicap, and I would expect these two teams to meet each other again in bracket two. More importantly, Arkansas doesn't want to see Anthony Ianson. Now, I know that he just went game two. He'd only be on 6 days rest. He completely shut down the Arkansas lineup in game two of that Baton Rouge series. Yeah. I believe he had 11 Ks, 7 innings. If Arkansas can avoid Anthony Ianson, they'll do all right.
You know, Colin, when you look at it from a betting standpoint, and I want to get your thoughts on all of these teams, and bracket one is fascinating because you've got, you know, kind of an eclectic group over there. But from a betting standpoint, would you say that the loser of the Arkansas-LSU game will become kind of an intriguing opportunity? And then I guess, let's say Arkansas loses or LSU loses, obviously one of them will. What does their depth look like to get back to get a rematch against that SEC foe? Because it looks like, to the, you know, layman's eye, that UCLA and Murray State seem to be kind of the dead men walking in that bracket.
Yeah, Murray State, and all credit to them. Could they beat UCLA in the first game? Absolutely they could, because their main driver behind everything has been their pitch selection. They are one of the best in the nation in strikeout-to-walk ratio, but the problem is they're facing a UCLA team and a Michael Barnett starter who's only had 18 walks in 81 innings this year, so Murray State's not going to get the free passes. They're not going to get the chances to kind of show how great they are with pitch selection. And plus, think about Murray State from this perspective. You have to have a bullpen to win in Omaha. There are rain delays. There are days where they're playing three or four games because of weather. You have to have a bullpen to be able to stretch us out. And Murray State, just they have the worst bullpen numbers of any team coming in. UCLA probably just doesn't have the hitting. But LSU and Arkansas, I to get back to your point, the team that loses that game, I think absolutely could come back. But the team that's better suited to come back is LSU. And that's because Arkansas used Gage Wood against LSU and absolutely got annihilated. Gage Wood did not look very good against Tennessee. He only lasted four innings the other day. LSU is the one from a starter perspective that can come back through the loser's bracket. So if LSU loses to Arkansas on Saturday night and you see a 5-1 out there or even better than that, I would absolutely buy the Tigers.
The only problem I have with that is, I'm trying to do it off the top of my head, when's the last time somebody lost game one and came back and won it?
Yeah, it's funny. I was researching that last night. I believe I came up with Oregon State in 2018, who beat Arkansas, by the way.
Yeah. nothing happened in that game, right?
Yeah. So there have been times where teams have gone into the loser's bracket and I actually ended up winning. The only team that's ever done that is LSU in 2023 with Paul Skeens. They lost the very first game of the tournament, went on to win everything. So is Anthony Ions and Paul Skeens? I guess we're going to find out.
Are College World Series unders still a thing?
Yes, they are absolutely a thing. I'm glad that you asked that because everybody's so used to overs and the ball just flying out of the field. People need to realize that from a park factor's perspective, this is the Seattle Mariners. This is not Coors Field. It is a park factor's perspective. It is 0.85 with one being a neutral. All these teams that are playing in this have a park factor's over one, which means the ball flies out more than it does any other place. Charles Schwab is extremely deep to the center field, to center, to left, to right center field. Plus, think about these game times. And I'm just, everybody can go read what I wrote over Project 3 Straight. I have a map of where the sun rotates around Charles Schwab Field. And I'm just going to tell everybody, when you have an MLB playoff game or you have a College World Series game, between the hours of 3 to 5 o'clock, the shadows hit the pitching mound to the home plate. And everybody knows from a gambling perspective that's an under city. But keep in mind, wind blows in hard here. It's more spacious, and the shadows play a factor. Unders are back in play in Omaha.
And I think the other factor is there's a lot of room in foul territory, so
yes,
more it is more of a pitcher's park. Like you, but I just remember when they first moved into Ameritrade, there was like one year where one of my buddies got on like, "Hey man, we need to bet the under in every one of these games." It was like 17. Like it was just insane. I know they brought the fences in a little bit, but and obviously the new baseball has changed it, but it still feels like to me like it's still under city.
And what's sad is last year I think everybody kind of got the idea that we could play overs again, but you had Jack Cags.
Yeah.
Right? You had Jack Caglio. I mean, you had these Jace LaViolette for Texas A&M. You just had these monster hitters that were just powering everything over. But trust me, it is an under ballpark.
Colin Wilson joining us here, helping us preview the College World Series. And it does feel like bracket two. And look, you're going to be there on Saturday night. The atmosphere is going to be off the charts for LSU and Arkansas. I'm sure the Rocco's Jello Shot.
I was going to say, do we have an odds for?
I mean, it's just LSU versus Arkansas, right? Whoever goes deeper is going to win the Jello Shots. I mean, I think that's a given. What?
I talked to Rocco's last year. I went in and talked to the guy that runs Rocco's, and you know, because I was covering it from the press box last year, the whole entire series. I went and talked to him. And he said, "Listen, I don't talk about this very much. Yes, Arkansas won the Jello Shots in 2022, but in 2023, we had a donor call from Baton Rouge and immediately buy 20,000 of them. And there is a guy in Baton Rouge that will call and make sure LSU is above everybody, and he will donate as much money as possible to make sure that happens. So if there's an odds board out there and you can bet your buddies, bet LSU because they have a donor that's crazy about this Rocco shot board.
68,000 in 2023. Just ridiculous. But
I contend those shouldn't count. I'm all for Rocco's, and I know that I understand it goes to a good cause. That shouldn't count to the leaderboard. Like
I agree. They're
donating money to a food bank. Like, we've got Jeffrey all fired up about
it. Donate the money to the food bank. Like, I'm all for the charity, but like my deal is I want Jello shots consumed. Like, we have to have rules.
Well, the food bank needs to have LSU on it. He'd call them up too. So.
All right, let's get to bracket one, because it does feel like LSU, Arkansas, if one of those teams is not in the championship, it would be an absolute stunner. The bracket one is, it feels like, completely wide open. Arizona plays Coastal Carolina. The Shants won the title back in 2016. Oregon State, as you alluded to, they've won it in recent years. I mean, you've got, what, the Sun Belt, you've got the ACC, you've got the Big 12. Oregon State plays an independent this year. How do you handicap bracket one, and who do you think is the most likely team to emerge out of that bracket, Colin?
Well, we mentioned that in 2023, LSU is the only team to go straight in the loser's bracket and come back and win it all. So really what I look for is who's winning these first two games, and then let's just go ahead and try to handicap who's going to be the game two starters against each other. In the first one, I came up with Coastal, and there were a bevy of reasons. I know Arizona is playing great ball right now, and this park suits them because they're not a home run hitting team. They're top 50 in doubles, and they lead the nation in triples. They want to slap that wall and run around those bases and just let that Coastal defense work. Now, both teams are equally good in fielding percentage, but there's one thing that Coastal does that not really anybody else can do, and that is bunt. They are ninth in the nation in sacrifice bunts. Every Arizona pitcher is going to be expected to come off the mound and be expected to make outs at first, second, and third base. When you put up Cameron Flukie, the starter for Coastal, against Owen Kramkowski, it's not good for Arizona whatsoever. Flukie has been absolutely unbelievable this year, especially he hasn't allowed more than three earned runs since March 29th. He always goes at least 89. He goes between 89 to 99 pitches. He is for real in the first game. I think they're going to meet up with Oregon State after that, because Dax Whitney got moved as the game two starter, the game one starter against Florida State, and he's a freshman phenom. He's allowed just six earned runs over his past five starts spanning 26.2 innings, and he always throws 100 pitches in a game. He has been on fire as a freshman, and Dax Whitney is the name that you need to know. Poor Louisville, I'm not going to bag on them for pass. They've gotten hot at the right time of the year. But this Oregon State, their lineup right now, if you didn't see the wall of beers, like the amount of home runs and the beers that were drank in Corvallis.
Yeah, but did you see the roof of beers in Louisville?
Yeah, I heard about the roof of beers.
My bros out in left field, man. You know, not that my pale ass gingerness can talk, but like, can we get a little sunscreen, or a little sun tanning? Yeah. There's a lot of paleness out on those roofs out in the outfield.
And we need a better ratio of female to male in those roofs. But
it was dude time. It was broing out.
It was dude time. But the handicap bracket one. Coastal will throw the better pitcher in game two with Jacob Morrison. He projects to me about minus 135 to minus 160, and that depends on if he faces James DeCrimmer, Ethan Kleinschmidt, or Eric Segura of the Beavers. It doesn't matter. Jacob Morrison for Coastal is going to be favored for all of them. I've already laid a bet on Coastal plus 130 to win bracket one. I am now sizing up both my LSU and Arkansas futures and saying, how much do I need to bet on this Coastal 6-1? But I've got Coastal winning this. I believe what their head coach said. They are for real. They are not an underdog. And their pitching in game two is what's going to get them across.
Let me tell you what, those fine young men last week in Auburn, really, I cannot say enough good things. But you are 100% right about the bunting. It is funny to watch teams that still bunt and watch teams try to defend it, because it's like they're just, they don't see it. I think the other thing that's interesting to me is UCLA was one of those teams that I feel like everyone in the South was complaining about hosting a regional. And they've like quietly taken care of business. I've watched them twice, and I still have no idea if they're any good. The other thing, though, that's kind of weighing on me is we've been talking about, you know, what works in terms of at Omaha. Murray State is not just bombs away. Like, Murray State is like timely, put the ball in play, make everyone like make plays. Like, I don't know. There's just something about maybe this Murray State team. Like, I just can't quit them, and I don't know why.
Right. So if you want a live bet, which I'm going to be.
Because they're never dead. That's what it feels like to me.
Exactly. So I think the one stat that everybody needs to know is that Murray State is 11th nationally in strikeout-to-walk ratio. They do not strike out, and they walk a lot. And they are, out of 307 Division I programs, they're 11th in that. So whoever is their hitting coach deserves a raise and probably a head coaching position. The problem is, when I say from a live betting standpoint, Michael Barnett, the starter for UCLA, the fact that he's only thrown 18 walks the entire season is just mind-boggling. But the rest of that staff is bad. I mean, their xFIP is 5.9. Their team FIP is 5.9. Their ERA is a little over 4.5 as a staff. So once Michael Barnett is out of that game for UCLA, if you have a ticket on the Bruins, you better cross your fingers because Murray State's pitch selection at the plate is insane. But again, Murray State after that, I don't know. It feels like Oral Roberts. Feels like Kent State from 2012. It just feels like a four seed that could flame out because they don't have the bullpen to make a run.
It does not feel like Fresno. Like for when Fresno won it as a four seed, everyone will tell you like, "Hey, that was a team that underperformed all year, and they got it together." Like that was their story, and there is no question. Like, man, even their starters. Like, it's not even just their bullpen. It's like I will say this: betting Murray State games is a thrill ride because nothing's ever dead either way. Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, what, they're up like 12-3 on Ole Miss.
12-3 on Ole Miss. Yeah, they won 12-11.
Yeah.
They're a clinic at the plate. I mean, they're Kevin Youkilis. You know, if you want to get some Moneyball references in there, that's what they are. I mean,
how about that kid yesterday? What, he led off the game with a bomb and then hit another? That kid was legit for Murray State.
I mean, these guys just absolutely swing the stick. I mean, I do also think, like, should we factor in the fact that Arizona's in here despite losing 18-2? Like, because Tim and I were talking about on Friday that I was like, you know what would be the worst thing in the world is, like, if you're North Carolina, you win 18-2 and you don't win the series, like, and here we are.
Right.
Like, I just wonder. Oh, I know. I get it. It's baseball. One game. Throw it away. But it's like, man, I did see that.
Yeah, the college. What's funny about college baseball is once coaches have submitted, they'll throw all of their junk Tuesday, Wednesday guys out there on the mound. That's how those games get. And you know what? If you're taking an under and something like that happens, it could get ugly.
You just tip your cap. You're like, all right, well, it didn't go my way.
Colin,
I do think UCLA should only be favored by -120. So that what is that number out there right now? Like +210 on Murray State?
Yeah,
I take the run line easy when they release it.
All right. I got to ask you this because not only are you Woo Pig Suey through and through for baseball, obviously you are for football as well. And we were talking about Memphis, and from a situational standpoint, and Colin, you know me, I love my situational spots. I think the Arkansas-Memphis game is brutal for your pigs when you've got Ole Miss and then you've got Notre Dame the week after sandwiched in between to go to the Liberty Bowl. What's your outlook on Arkansas football, and do you think that's a tricky spot September 20th at Memphis?
I think it's absolutely a tricky spot. I mean, you're right about the schedule. It's there's no bye weeks involved here, so we have to go to Ole Miss, right? And then what, we're going to drive back to Fayetteville? By the way, that's not like an easy drive through the Delta. And then we drive all the way back across on I-40, right? And then we got
behind every truck going to Walmart in the history of the world.
And real quickly, before you dive into that, can you put into perspective hosting Notre Dame? I know I'm a Notre Dame fan. Oh, everyone's so big. It's got to be one of the biggest games and most anticipated home games in school history, right?
It's already being talked about. Like, I go to the gym. I live in Fayetteville. I go to the gym. It's being talked about. I go down to campus. My son's taking summer classes. Like, it's being talked about there. Like, it's Notre Dame has somehow become a bigger game than anything else that's on our schedule. And that's quite interesting, you know, because, you know, we have a pretty good list of teams coming to town. We got LSU coming to town. We got Texas coming to town. And you've got, I'm sorry, I got that reversed. But, you know, the fact that Notre Dame has become the biggest team on our schedule, and we play an SEC schedule, is really surprising to me, and we're talking about it already. And this is a team where there's not that much enthusiasm. I mean, there's no way we're going over 5.5. Everybody wants a free bet. I make it 4.7. We ain't going over 5.5. Sam Pittman gets a bonus at 5 wins. I think we only get 4. Just, we're going under. I've already talked to you, Tim, about it. It's going to be an ugly game. I'd take that Notre Dame spread. So, you know.
I think that Ole Miss game is always interesting. Like, I know last year it got out of hand, but that's always been a game that is just like, it's no matter what the spread is, what the total is, like, take the over, and then the game just gets drunk in the first quarter.
But isn't that lane? That's lane, though, right? Because every time Ole Miss is in a game, they play the level of competition, because if they don't lose to Kentucky last year, they're playing in the college football playoff. I mean, that's just typical lane every year.
Well, it's just like, you can tell, like, whenever he gets, like, last year, he needed to probably be more conservative with that team. But it's like every time someone dangles, hey, you want to get into a video game? Like, he just can't help himself. He's like, yes, I absolutely do want to do this.
Had a defense that led the nation in havoc. You could actually sack anybody and score a touchdown. But that's, you know, I'm not the coach.
Colin, we really appreciate it, my man. Great stuff.
Yeah, talk to you guys soon. Thanks for having me.
Colin Wilson of the Action Network. How are you playing this? I've been, like, spot betting.
Dude,
I didn't love anything last week.
You know what's funny real quickly is and I know we got to hit a break, is I keep track of all my bets. And, you know, college baseball, the first bets I put in, obviously, are once the NCAA tournament rolls around. I'm not Colin. Colin's following this thing since, like, February. And I hit my first, like, three bets. I was like, ah, look at me. I had, like, Ole Miss under in the SEC tour. I think I've lost my last, like, seven.
Coastal Carolina was good to me.
I need to give up. I need to give up. But, yeah, I don't know. I think I like Colin's mindset of kind of betting the bracket that is not with LSU and Arkansas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.